This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, howdy doody, howdy Kara, howdy Victoria, no, I can't say howdy Victoria, I can say howdy Jennifer, in this hour of the, I'm so used to saying it for 20 some odd years, a good day program, it is the DJV program, the best elements of the good day program, which originally were Jennifer and me, and then the addition of Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Victoria has no power because of the storm in New York City. So, no, Victoria, no power problems.
How is the weather? Are you in Boston still?
I am for about 6 hours.
Are you going to get out?
Yeah, there's a dusting of snow. It's the usual routine. It's become almost a joke here now because pretty much every warning of every storm has been wrong. In terms of the wild weather this past weekend and the erosion stuff that happened along the beach, yes, that was accurate and on time, and the results were not good for people along the Massachusetts coast, down the Cape, the islands, down the Connecticut, actually down the Delmarva. I don't think, Carol, you had too much. You had some rain and wind, but you didn't really have anything devastating, did you?
No, we had a mix of snow and rain last night, and so when I went out this morning, there was definitely a layer of snow on the car, and it was pretty heavy because of the rain, but there wasn't anything on the ground because it was warm enough that it all melted. So
snow's a little heavy.
Yeah, we got a little bit of it coming down, so it was pretty, but it didn't actually have an effect on anything.
Yeah, all right. So obviously it's had its biggest effect or worst effect at the moment. In New York, 32 is the reading at the barn at the moment here on the farm. Supposed to go up to 38, 39 today, and that will get rid of the snow pretty quickly. So that's the story as far as the weather is concerned. All right, Jen, what do we have that's trending beside all that excitement?
Well, a couple of things, a couple of political stories. One I'm keeping my eye on because I will be talking later today to the Attorney General, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, about it.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming to California. That's the state that I live in. Doug, you know that.
Yeah, I know.
And the thought is, he says he's going to deal with the sanctuary situation in California. Well, what's happened is that his Justice Department actually filed a lawsuit last night against the state of California over immigration enforcement. We've been having so many crazy issues here in the state of California. Not only did Sacramento, our capital, declare California a sanctuary state, not just individual sanctuary cities, but a sanctuary state. But just a couple of weeks ago, we had the mayor of Oakland actually warning people that ICE immigration officials were coming to do raids on convicted criminals. These are people who were convicted of crimes, sexual assault, and were scheduled to be picked up by ICE. The mayor of Oakland went on Twitter, went anywhere she could get a voice, and started warning people that they were coming. And they're saying that she probably allowed hundreds, maybe 300 people to escape because of her warning to them. So obviously, the Trump administration and Jeff Sessions are not taking that very well. So that happens today.
Also, do me a favor, when you see him, ask him when he's going to realize that he's losing when it comes to the marijuana battle.
Everybody's all worried about marijuana. I'm not going to ask him about that because I think I'm going to focus. I'm going to have him for 7 minutes, so I'm going to focus on what's important to us today, which is the sanctuary state. And I know
a lot of people would tell you marijuana is important to them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't tell you that.
It's not important to me, so I'm going to focus on what he's there to talk about. But I understand. I mean, obviously, maybe a different time, different place. But also politically trending is Gary Cohn. Gary Cohn was the top economic advisor to President Trump. He resigned yesterday. And the background to that is that it seems that, even though he says it was a planned resignation, and there had been talks about him leaving, to be fair, for the last probably 4 to 5 months, it seems that what was the catalyst in him leaving now or pressing the go button is this talk about tariffs from the Trump administration. Apparently, Wilbur Ross, who's also an economic advisor to the president, has decided he supports the president's plan for tariffs and to protect the American steel workers in this country. Gary Cohn is more of the globalist thinker who is against tariffs. He kind of falls in line with more conservative ways of thinking, and it seems that he's not too happy about the direction that the president's going in, so he decided to hand in his resignation yesterday. So that story is trending today, too.
Not like he's going to be out of work since he was the guy that was running Goldman Sachs. Guessing he's going to probably go back to that job.
That's right. I think
today.
The swamp will suck him right back in, right?
He'll be all set. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, story number three, and this one is pretty interesting considering the dialogue that I think the whole nation's been having about opioids. There's, just for years, doctors have prescribed opioid painkillers as, like, the first line of treatment. If you had chronic back pain or if you maybe had aches in your joints, they would still prescribe you opioid painkillers, even if they knew about the dangers of addiction, the overdoses that come with it. They still thought that the pain-relieving benefits of opioids made it worth the risk of addiction, and so they thought it justified that risk. Well, now researchers have hard data that challenges the view. They said in this first clinical trial that they did a head-to-head comparison between opioids and other types of pain medications, and patients who took opioids were no better off over the long term than patients who use safer alternatives. And we're talking about, like, ibuprofen.
Yeah, right.
There's no significant difference in pain-related function between two groups over 12 months. So now we're finding out that people were prescribing opioids because they thought that they were such a much more effective pain reliever, and they're no different than if you took something like Tylenol, ibuprofen, or lidocaine to make the pain better.
This is just another example of the complete corruption at the FDA, how they get bought off, just like politicians, by the big drug companies. They don't do sufficient trials. And in fairness, it's really pretty hard to know down the road what in 30 years the effect is going to be of some drug. So that's kind of a specious argument. They say, well, we've tested it as well as we can. It's always a crapshoot. You really don't know until you've been, even though you pay a lot of money for most of these drugs, you're in fact a guinea pig for most of the time, unless the stuff has really been proven out. So the money that's involved in things like these opioids, the danger that's there that isn't really reckoned with, recognized, or talked about is more than outrageous. Don't know that I have the right word for it that I can use on the air, but it's pretty much indicative of what we see time after time after time after time. This situation is ridiculous, and it's all about money. It's all about who gets paid what. And so why are we surprised? It isn't so much that we ought not to be surprised. It's the effect that it's having on our country, not only in a physical sense, but this kind of stuff does a number on your mind, the spiritual mind connection, and how your mind gets warped by having this stuff in your system. The chemical, and the other side of it is that you never can really test for your chemistry. Jennifer, is different than my chemistry. You have different things.
I can tolerate things you can't.
Yeah, right, exactly. That goes for alcohol, it goes for drugs, it goes for all kinds of things. And foods, even. I can't tolerate gluten stuff much anymore at all. You probably can. And so it's that, but it's all about the chemical base in your body. And so that's what makes some of these tests also kind of ridiculous. There's a general sense of it's okay, but not specifically to you.
It makes me sad with this opioid epidemic because you have people, I think for a long time we compartmentalized. We say, okay, people who are addicted to drugs are these people on the streets. They've got needles everywhere. They're just, but opioids, these are people who went to a doctor for help for something. Yep. They were having something like pain. They were whatever it was. And these doctors, and I'm not
hey, doc,
taking
give me something to get rid of the pain.
That's yeah, and I'm not taking away personal responsibility here because I've been offered opioids for stupid things when I had my dental implant or when I had certain things that went wrong. And I usually will take one and go, ooh, I hate how this makes me feel, and I throw the rest away because I don't like it. So I'm not trying to take away personal responsibility in all of this and make people innocent victims. But when a doctor prescribes you something and says you need this for recovery from back surgery or whatever you might be having, and then all of a sudden you find that you're the boss of the office, you have the corner office, and you can't stop, you can't get enough. It's really tricky how this addiction kind of sneaks up on so many people. It makes it a little extra tragic, I think. And the fact now that doctors, again, knew about the risk, they thought that the benefits were better than they were, just shows when you have money to push behind something,
yep,
it'll make people follow you everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I will follow you. I will follow you. I don't mean to make it silly, but it is, in a way, it is kind of silly that we continually think that, or the generation, the Kara's generation has been taught, not necessarily her, but that generation has been taught to trust the government. The government is your friend. The government is here to help you. And so we become reliant, dependent on all kinds of things that in actuality we can figure out on our own. We can do things on our own, but yet there's a government agency to do this or to do that or to do something else. And so we've let our success go to our heads, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. And so we continue to pay. Now we're getting fed up with it. And is it too far as the gate? What is the old, the horses are out of the barn. What good does it do to close the door?
Yeah.
When it comes to so many different things that we talk about with regularity. Anyway, so that's a good heads up, Jennifer. Thank you. Here's a story that's also a good heads up. Your smile is very important, not only to you, but to the people who are around you, your family, your friends. They want to see you look your best. You want to look in the mirror and like that smile. You have a nice white smile, do you? It's not a super white smile? Okay, well, I'm going to send you in the right direction. A lot of people drink a lot of coffee. A lot of people drink a lot of tea. A lot of people drink a lot of red wine. Jennifer! And that stains your teeth. So whitening strips, nah. Your teeth get sensitive when you use those. Plus, it can take 30, 40 minutes, maybe an hour, for that stuff to work. So here is something that you can do, a solution. Don't you like it? I love talking about problems and solutions. 5 minutes is all you need to get a bright white smile. Power swabs. Power swabs work in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays, none of that stuff. Power swabs, clinically studied, uses a patented tooth detergent, whitening agent, all natural, to lighten that stain. 5 minutes, do it a couple times a day, a couple times a week. You snap it, swab it, and smile. Coffee, tea, smoking stains. See you all later. Power swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers as well. So try it now by calling 800-208-1797. 800-208-1797. Got that, Jennifer? 800-208-1797. You want to repeat it?
Go for it. I am. Listening. I love my power swabs.
208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV show, and you'll get 50% off the retail price. Use the DJV asset. 50%, 800-208-1797.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped to town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top of my Japanese car. I came home and I pointed it out into the stars. A message came back from the great beyond.
Here we are, 23 after the hour, DJV time. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen with a focus on the TV report. All I saw last night, Jen, was bull. And it was another good show. I enjoy become more and more. It's not about violence. It's not about murder. It's not like all the other shows that are on. It's just good, provocative, thoughtful, good drama. It's good.
It's an good interesting show. Take on like the crime courtroom show. That's for sure. I do love watching it. I wish I had more time to watch it regularly. It started out a regular show for me, and then it sort of dropped off. But I really do enjoy it when I watch it. It's a good one. Yeah. I didn't get to watch any TV last night. I was zonked.
Really?
I watched The Inside of My Eyelids last night, but I do have a very full DVR. And tonight on television, lots of new things to check out. There's a series premiere on the CW called Life Sentence, and this stars Lucy Hale, who was a favorite of the youngins out there. She was a star of Pretty Little Liars. And she is now a young woman who gets a second chance at life after learning she's beaten cancer. So this could be a kind of uplifting series. Life Sentence premiere on CW tonight at 9. Law & Order SVU has a brand new episode. Mariska Hargitay is back on NBC at 9. The Magicians new on Sci-Fi at 9. And I know Victoria and Kara love Schitt's Creek, and that is back in streaming. It feels so weird to say on the radio, but it's S-C-H-I-T-T. People.
Yeah.
That's on Pop at 8 o'clock.
It's a play. We all know that. It's a play.
Yeah, get a little attention.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's it.
There you go. Well, those are the different things. I mean, everything's back as usual.
Blacklist is on tonight.
Blacklist is back.
Designated Survivor is not on. Wednesday's at 10.
Absolutely. We have Designated Survivor's on. They're all on, but these are kind of the new things that pop out that we don't pay much attention to that you might want to tonight.
Interesting that the in terms of the Oscars, that the voice of ABC was Kiefer. He was the one who promoted all
great?
Of the shows. Yeah,
I know. His voice makes you stop. I heard it during the Oscar telecast, I think, is when I first noticed it.
Yeah. All right, 26 past the hour. Speaking of the Oscars, musically, the 90th Academy Awards yielded a 373% gain in sales for the five tunes that were nominated for Best Original Song. Remember Me from Coco was up 169% in sales. The track was performed by Gael Garcia Bernal from the movie. And let's see, the biggest gainer of the evening was Mighty River from Mudbound. I've not seen that movie. Mary J. Blige sang it. 2,800% lift in sales. Wow.
She did an amazing job with this song, though. She was incredible.
Yeah. Let's see what else happened as a result of the Oscars. Mystery of Love from Call Me By Your Name, second biggest seller of the five nominees. Stand Up for Something from Marshall, performed by Andra Day and Common, up 2,142% in sales. Biggest seller of the night among the nominees, though, was This Is Me from The Greatest Showman, performed by Keila Settle, who was in the movie. The track is the biggest commercial hit of the five nominees. This Is Me is also the only one of the five to have reached the Billboard Hot 100 chart, number 58 this week. Eddie Vedder's performance of Tom Petty in the Heartbreakers' Room at the Top during the Memoriam tribute, which left out half of the people who died this past year, yielded a big return in sales for the original tune, which spent 4 weeks at number one on the rock charts back in the 90s. Good results for all of them. I've not seen the movie Marshall, but I want to. I think maybe I can watch it on the plane today because it's in that, I think that's where the slot is at the moment, but good for them. Congratulations to all the winners and to people here. If you like this music, go get it. 28 after the hour.
Get on the 10th floor. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Nine stories up is really high, but if you have a meeting on the 10th floor, being on the 9th floor simply isn't high enough. Many times in life, we come a long way, so we expect that we should have the results of going all the way. A marathon, for instance, is 26.2 miles, and although running 26 miles is running an awful lot, it's still not considered a marathon. Not at least until you run the extra 0.2 mile. And if your goals, your dreams, and even your day-to-day meetings are happening on the proverbial 10th floor, then any floor below that is simply not where you need to be. Get on the 10th floor of your life. For inspiration and motivation to help get you there, listen to my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis, who, by the way, knows an awful lot about what it takes to reach the absolute top of his dreams. Visit TacklingLifePodcast.com for more.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882. Or you can go to reputationdefender.com/.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At the hour now, here on the DJV show for Wednesday, the 7th of March. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria is caught in the storm. I said this a little bit earlier. It's not even really snowing here now. I'm looking outside. The forecast was for 20 inches of snow. Yeah, right. Okay. It's National Be Heard Day. Not be herded, but be heard. That is to be listened to. 145 million small businesses in the U.S. National Be Heard Day is a tool that breaks through the big business domination. Small businesses and I use myself as an example. I'm a small business person. Jennifer, you and your dad run a small business,
mm-hmm.
And we want to be heard, damn it.
That's
so
right.
Hashtag National Be Heard Day. Post that on social media and then something about your company. Shannon Cherry, who is a business mentor, founded National Be Heard Day in 2004 to help small businesses stand up and be heard through all of the marketing for the big businesses. So the local people, I always trade, always, with local resources if they have them. Like I'll go to a local restaurant instead of a national restaurant. I just like the little, I love diners actually. Anyway, so I'm not too hard to please when it comes to that sort of thing. But I think it's what it is a consciousness. It's easy for us because we have all this stuff screaming at us all the time. Go to Walmart and buy at Amazon and go to Costco and go to Ralph's. Okay, what about there's a little grocer on Main Street in Santa Monica who's got great stuff at great prices. So why not support the local guy? It's because you're not thinking about it. That's all right. And everybody's busy, so there's no blame here. It just is good to have a nice way of remembering or thinking about something other than that which... And this is not about slamming those who advertise a lot. It just is... It's a nice touch. Insurance is a good example of that. Even though most insurance agents have... They carry lines that are national or certainly regional... It's better to go to a local insurance agent because you get some service, especially if you got a car crash. You know, you see this stuff about Liberty Mutual on TV and we'll pay for this. Try getting through to them on the phone. See how long that takes you. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Whereas with your local, with my insurance agent, I've had him for 39 years or something, the same guy. I pick up the phone no matter whether it's day or night, weekends. I get a call right back if he doesn't answer the phone. That's the kind of service that America has been used to. Or at least that's what I grew up on. And we seem to, as we were talking in the last half hour, Jennifer, about the things with the drugs, we've given over all the stuff, and it just seems like consistent. If that's the way, it's just part of what we have become, who we are, is, and you just go drive around the country, whether it's where Kara lives in her neighborhood in suburban Washington, whether it's where Jennifer lives in her neighborhood in suburban Los Angeles, and where I live in suburban Los Angeles, or where I live in suburban Boston. You go down the main drags, every mall looks the same. Every restaurant chain, national chain, you see the same stuff. It's like you don't know where you are.
And why do they do that? It's because people are comfortable with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it becomes like a cookie cutter.
Right. Well, if they're good, if the quality is representative in California the same as it is in Massachusetts, if you can get the same consistent meal or the same consistent products, you know, then there's something to be said for it. But our point here in underscoring National Beef Day is that with 145 million small businesses, that really is the backbone. Wall Street isn't really, and nor are the big companies. The backbone are the people like Jennifer and her dad who have small businesses, the people who run the hardware stores, the people who run the donut shop, the people who are doing the automotive repair, whatever the category. You'll find in every community somebody who's local who knows what he or she is doing. So not only today, but each day when you're thinking about how to spend discretionary dollars, there are some things you can't find anymore in smaller stores. But I always go to the Ace Hardware store down the street in the Pineville Shopping Center because I think that I like the guy and he always takes care of me. I walk through the door, he sees me, comes right over, what do you need? I need this box of nails, I need this box of screws, I need this tool, I need this implement, and I'm in and out of there, gives me a discount, knows what my account is, just, it's, you know, and that's the kind of
personal
thing you build. Yeah, it's very personal, so... That's something to be thought of. Thank you very much for paying attention. Also, things that revolve around people. Jennifer's got an interesting theory. Before we do the sports, I'd like you to go through what you were... I think you were talking off the air about what you were contemplating yesterday about North Korea, South Korea, America, and China. Do you want to... your thoughts?
There were a couple of stories that seem like they're not related, and I was thinking about them yesterday. And I thought, well, maybe. Look, I'm no economic expert here, so I could be totally off base, but it seems to make sense to me. I always look at issues of timing and why things happen when they do, and I think that there are always reasons for, there are always direct links. Things do not materialize out of just nothing. And so the story yesterday was that Kim Jong-un in North Korea had told South Korea that he's willing to have talks with the United States. And in the interim of these talks actually happening, he'll stop with the ballistic missile tests. He'll stop with all of the stuff that he's been doing, firing off these missiles and his nuclear tests. And he said he would meet at a table with the United States. So that was kind of good news. Now, whether you believe it's going to happen or not, it still is a change from the rhetoric that North Korea has been pushing out over the last several years. years, decades even. And then you also have the story about Trump last Friday surprising his economic staff, making an early announcement on tariffs for steel and aluminum, saying that he's going to support tariffs 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum. I started thinking, okay, first of all, North Korea is probably, I heard, I think their economy has been compromised. Somewhere 70 to 80% of their economy has been depressed by sanctions. And the Trump administration has been levying out pretty tough sanctions to North Korea over the last year. So they're doing this not only to hurt the economy of North Korea, but also to sanction China a bit, because the key to getting Kim Jong-un to the table is the pressure that's being applied by President Xi in China.
Yeah.
Right? And so we need China to be working with us to get Kim Jong-un to the table. And we found out just a few months ago China was working around us to help support North Korea kind of under the table with the lights out. They were doing that anyway. So now I think Trump comes out, surprises people. His own staff, General Kelly, his chief of staff, didn't know he was going to make the announcement willy-nilly on Friday about these tariffs. And when you start thinking about who the tariffs are going to hurt, the answer is China. China produces a lot of steel. They have a lot to do with the steel industry. And Trump's been softening. At first, he said he was going to do these tariffs across the board. Now he's saying, look, we're not going to hit our allies like Mexico and Canada with these tariffs if we continue renegotiating the NAFTA deal, which they're working on now. And then yesterday, he had the Prime Minister of Sweden at the White House. And the guy, I think his name was Löfven is his name. And he said, look, the European Union's ticked about this. We don't want tariffs on that. And he said, well, look, I'll work with the European Union. Give me something back and we'll make a separate deal. So then who is left standing that's going to be hit by these tariffs? And the answer is China is going to be left standing with these 25% tariffs. They don't want it. And so it just seems a little odd to me that the timing that North Korea, that North Korea is not ready to stop their testing program and wait for a meeting with the United States to talk about this as China is facing a 25% tariff on steel. So I think this announcement by Trump, people constantly who don't understand the president, and I think that's most people because he's tough. He's rough around the edges. I get it. He presents things in a way that doesn't make people comfortable because it's different. But when you think about some of the stuff that he does and some of the stuff he says, it always works out being okay. People always end up agreeing for the most part with what he's done, if they're being honest anyway, after he's done it. But he throws out these kind of scary numbers at the beginning to get negotiations going, to get us to end up in a certain place. And I swear, I think this is an example of what happened that we saw over the last several days. We'll see if that's right or not.
See if it's right. All right, before we get to the sports, I want to talk about Michael Flynn for a moment, the former national security advisor who lied to the FBI about his contacts with the Russians. Yesterday, he put his house up for sale to pay for his legal fees. And in some way, shape, or form, I don't know how comfortable I am with
awful.
This.
I think it's awful.
It really is. Here is a guy who came into service. Now, is he left out to dry?
He's been in military service his whole life.
So he's a three-star general. He did admit that he misled the FBI during the early part of the administration. And so now he's up to his Mickey in legal bills, $800,000 in legal bills. So how is that right? He was asked to serve. He did. So is there a way you can say, well, he shouldn't have lied? Well, I don't really know. I can't really dig around because I don't trust the FBI. And for years and years, their MO has been to get people on the record trying to nail them for something. They couldn't nail Flynn for what they wanted to nail him for, but he told them a story.
For paperwork. Yeah, a paperwork error.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I don't support the fact that Michael Flynn lied to the FBI. Obviously,
I don't think
that's the right thing. I don't think that he should have lied to Mike Pence. That was a story told to us by the administration. I don't think that that's a great thing. But when you look at someone who has given their life to military service, as he did, and then he went to work, a lot of people forget this. He went to work for the Obama administration, and he worked for for the Obama administration, and the two of them hated each other. Mm-hmm. And they had a very messy breakup, I guess would be the best way to paint that. And that's why he was such a valuable asset to Trump as a candidate, because on the campaign trail, Trump was able to have Michael Flynn with him, who it could tell you many reasons why the Obama administration was failing, especially when it came to policy on national security and the like. And so he became very valuable to Trump. Trump gives him the job in the White House. Whatever lies were told. But the thing that gets me here is that you have a guy who's lost his whole life. Mm-hmm. And it is when we now know, or we have mounting evidence, that the Department of Justice and the FBI was politicized and was acting against political opponents, it makes you wonder if Michael Flynn wasn't a target on that list.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm not saying he's a great guy. I'm sure he did some things that were questionable. But is he being treated as fairly as anybody else in that position? And I don't know if the answer is yes.
All right. 46 past the hour. All right. I want to know, Kara, whether or not Gronk is the next Bachelor.
Oh,
apparently,
I hope so.
There are viewers who are not happy over the first half of the two-night finale that aired the other night, featuring, is it Ari Lyandek? Who is this? I don't know.
Yeah, Ari Lyandek. And he was a guy that was on The Bachelor like 5 years ago, and he was a contestant, and he was like the runner-up, and then he got his heart broken, blah, blah, blah. And so they brought him back this year. He's one of the most boring guys I've ever seen, but the season just ended yesterday.
Twitter doesn't seem to like him very much either.
No, he doesn't seem to be that nice of a guy, because how the show works, you end up with two final people, and then you dump one and you propose to the other. Which is not great, but he proposed to one.
Or you pick both and then dump one.
Well, yeah, so he proposed to one, and then 2 months later dumped her and proposed to the other one last night. So we'll see how that works out for them. But anyway, I'm thinking, and I'm sure that Jen supports this, I think that the whole franchise needs an overhaul, and I think it would be really interesting, because they've had a bunch of boring people be the leads, and Gronkowski... definitely not boring.
He's so funny.
Yeah, so I guess, I mean, obviously he's doing great in the football world. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but they've won plenty of Super Bowls in the past, and he's doing fine. But I guess The Rock has advised him that he could do really great in the entertainment world, and I don't think he's wrong.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what he wants to do, is go be an actor.
Yeah, and I mean, we've seen The Rock do that. We've seen John Cena do that. We've seen, Fred Dreyer do that. Plenty of other NFL guys have gone into acting. And, so I guess that they're thinking this might be his way into the world.
Springboard to success.
Which, honestly, I think that would... I don't think Gronk is the smartest guy in the world, but
which
you don't
would
have
make it hysterical.
Yeah, and you don't have to be The Bachelor. No. I would definitely watch that. I think it would be a ton of fun, and I'm sure that there are tons and tons of women who would go on, because not only are you getting to date a guy who's in good shape and attractive, he's also got a ton of money, and I'm sure that plenty of women would be interested
for that.
In doing that.
Let's get those gold diggers out there. Okay, there's a new book by Amy Kaufman called Bachelor Nation. And she says the producers of that show are so focused on getting emotional sound bites, they track the ladies' periods, contestants' periods. They keep track of when women in the house are menstruating, so the book says, so they can interview the contestants on camera during their time of the month. Good God.
Well, that's nice. I would not be surprised at all, because in that same book, they talk about how the creator of the show would, go around and give producers like $100 bills for whoever could get tears on camera first, whoever could do that stuff. So, I know I watch it, and
Nice going, Kara.
It's pretty terrible. I mean, but these people read contracts and sign up, to be honest.
There you
so.
Go. 10 before the hour.
Big news on the medical front. The world's first advanced robotic treatment device shown to improve a person's ability to walk is FDA cleared and now available in the United States, thanks to a partnership between Brooks Rehabilitation and Cyberdyne. People with spinal cord injuries can now access HAL, short for Hybrid Assistive Limb, at the Brooks Cybernic Treatment Center, the only U.S. facility offering this treatment.
Dr. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, get $5 off your next print and marketing services purchase when you spend $50 or more.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now 53 after the hour here, Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen with the job of the day. Three different items, actually about four. Well, it depends on what we have time for in terms of info to you, things that you'd be following. Tech Talk focusing on Lyft and how they're helping patients get rides. Target is staying in there, hanging tough. We'll have that story, a new site of the day for you to consider right after this important technical information.
The Geek Out. Coffee gone cold is yuck. So we turn to technology to find us a lovely mug to keep our caffeinated liquids at proper hot temperatures. The Ember ceramic mug uses a series of internal sensors and warming elements to keep those drinks at the right temperatures. And this is actually their second version. And this one connects to an app that allows you to control the temperature and also will send back to you a whole bunch of coffee and tea data. The mug charges on a coaster and will hold it for about an hour. And last year it was named Time Magazine's Best Inventions of the Year list. The Ember temperature-controlled ceramic mug costs $80, and if that's good for you, I've got details about it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com. Stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
I see how we do here. 56 past the hour on technology news. Lyft, like Uber, wants to help you get to and from your doctor. They announced yesterday they've set a goal to cut the so-called healthcare transportation gap. Because every year, 3.5 million Americans miss medical appointments because they don't have any way of getting there. Missed appointments cost the healthcare system about $150 billion a year. Who would have known that? Wow. So now there is a way for you to get there. Lyft is working with Blue Cross Blue Shield, a new partnership with Allscripts, which is a large electronic health record company as well. So the information goes right to them if you get a Lyft ride. As a patient, a couple of weeks ago, they announced that they were working with another regional transportation company in the country to identify patients who may need the rides. So remember, I think last week we were talking about Uber's launch of Uber Health. So this is their way of countering that or competing with that. So that makes good sense. Got to have some competition. Speaking of that, Target says that they are showing some strong progress keeping up with the orders through Amazon. Well, Amazon is their competitor, so they are sort of hanging in there. They said they are attracting more customers over looking at the records from the holiday season. Online delivery services way up. Strategy appeared successful. Sales up almost 4% in the last 3 months of last year, and that's the number they're looking at, the last quarter of the last year. And when you compare that to the year before in terms of the sorts of things that people would order online, their business was up 34%. Wow. That's quite significant. So they are strong competitors. Target's known for its collaboration with some of these designers, Victoria Beckham, Lily Pulitzer. Is that important, Kara? Victoria Beckham? I didn't realize her.
I went and bought some. Victoria bought a whole bunch.
Really?
Yeah, and a lot of the collection sold out in the first week or so. So, yeah, it's every time they bring in a big designer like that, they normally sell out.
Huh. So that's good for them. You look at their business model and see how well they do retail. You look at some of these. It's TJ Maxx also. Some of the retailers really do get it and do know how to compete.
It's really amazing. I don't know of any other store that does it like Target does. Their commercials on TV are amazing. I love the songs that they use. I love the imagery that they use.
Oh, they're aiming for you. You're the customer they want. So
And every time I go to the store, it's packed.
I like them because they're always clean. I don't go there that much. But when I do go there, it's bright. It's clean. The exact opposite of Walmart.
That's what separates them from the other stores that should be similar, that just nobody seems to be able to compete with them.
Yeah. All right, site of the day today is a site called Duolingo, D-U-O-L-I-N-G-O. If you want to learn a new language in a free and fun-filled way, go to Duolingo. Everybody learns in different ways, and they understand that. This is the first time there's been a site that analyzes how you learn to create the most important and best way for you to learn a new language. Duolingo, D-U-O-L-I-N-G-O, public service of the DJV Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.